Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, December 13th, 2005. Today's message is titled, Hating God. And as our scripture text, I would like to quote the entire second commandment. It's Exodus chapter 20, verses 4 through 6. It's a commandment we normally consider the commandment concerning not having idols, but it's actually a much longer than that when you read it in the Bible text. You shall not make for yourself an idol in the form of anything in heaven above or on the earth beneath or in the waters below. You shall not bow down to them or worship them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing the children for the sin of the fathers to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing love to a thousand generations of those who love me and keep my commandments. One of the remarkable observations we can see in our time is the unashamed, blatant expressions of mockery and hatred toward God and to those who follow Him. This can be seen in a lot of different ways, but I have encountered it by what people will place on their cars as bumper stickers. Most of us at one time or another have learned the Ten Commandments. In our minds, we have probably correctly summed up this long second commandment with no idols. Today, however, I would like to consider a single phrase in this commandment, those who hate me. God Himself is speaking here, and He forthrightly acknowledges there are those who hate Him. The Hebrew word for hate is very strong. It connotes the sense of being odious and utterly hated. I've met many people who are indifferent or agnostic toward God. I've read of atheists who claim not to believe in God, but I'm increasingly observing those who expressively hate God and without shame or fear. Believing friend, many in the world hate the God we love. Let me call you today to hear the scripture loud and clear. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. That's a great passage, known as the Shema to the Jewish people from Deuteronomy 6, verses 4 and 5. Recall a little song as I conclude the message today. We sang back probably the 80s and 90s. It's still a wonderful song, and many of you have heard it. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you. O my soul, rejoice. Take joy, my King, in what you hear. May it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. This is Stephen C. Weber, encouraging you this day. My wife does have a brief prayer. We're leaving in a few minutes. I'm going to go out to the California this morning to see my brother for a couple of days. Actually, he bought a computer, and I'm going to set it up for him and teach him how to use it. And I need to leave in just a few minutes, so she's upstairs getting her daughter ready for school as they'll take me to the airport this morning. But here's her prayer. Jesus, there will always be people full of hatred and rage who lift their fists in anger toward you. And there will always be people full of love and reverence who lift their voice in gratitude toward you. May we, the redeemed, lift our voices to you and bring sweet sounds to your ear. Amen. That's my prayer today. And may I encourage you to love the Lord and do the same.